Eugene, I suppose the All-Ireland quarter-final was the target. I'm not sure if maybe the route you took was the one you had set out at the start of the year.
It's not the route we took, but then Monaghan would be very grateful to be in this position after two away wins. Not convincingly, but in the quarter-final at the end of it.
And of course, facing the team that knocked down your kite, the first day out down, I suppose, perfect rematch from a Monaghan point of view.
Yes, it's definitely a perfect rematch, and one that the players would be looking forward to themselves. Now, for the fact that they felt they let themselves down. Plus the fact that Malachy has went for an unchanged team, a team that they would have looked at to start against Down with Gavin Dugan and Dermot Malone in. Two hard grafters to win the ball at the start that he's starting with now that would feel, we would agree, they hadn't started in Athletic Ground in Armagh. But a team we'd be looking forward to make amends on.
Monaghan went into that game against Down in the Ulster quarter final very much the Raven hot favourite. Is it a thing that got caught in the headlights?
I think people had looked at a thrown Monaghan final. Like a Gaelic football, that's the beauty about when you get into the Ulster Championship. You have to keep focused on the game at hand. Like everything else, once you start and when people start talking about an Ulster final without looking at the semi final, you can be caught in the hop. Monaghan paid the price. The chances are there for the players themselves. Where they're caught in the hop, that's what they have to produce even in 5 o'clock and show the people that we were caught in the hop.
Big win over Wexford in the first of their qualifiers and then struggled against Carlow last time out.
That's two totally opposites. Division 4 teams, Wexford getting promotion and Carlow finishing in third behind them. And if going on the performance, Carlow really put it up to Monaghan, and had Kelly got the goal just before half time, we could have had a different outcome. Only in the last 5 minutes of the game that we actually pulled away, where Fintan Kelly popped out of nowhere after a good pass from Dermot Malone, put the ball in the net, and Monaghan never looked back after that. But they got a serious fright with a well-organised Carlow defensive system.
And tell me, are Monaghan a better team having come through the back door now?
We've looked at the two situations. Remember, we were playing two Division 4 teams. We will know tomorrow evening, and that's exactly what we say. Are we as good as we talk about, or have we reached a level? We have some fresh legs. Copart will expose any weakness or any lack of agility with the players playing against Down, and this Down team has improved from we played them. Will they have the energetic legs in themselves after losing, throwing us the final? That's what we'll know tomorrow evening.
In terms of Down, what do you make of them? Obviously, they have to get back on the bike after a heavy defeat. That's always a difficulty. And we see Galway last week recover well against Donegal. In our finalists find it difficult.
But the difference, it is difficult to have a 2 week break compared to 1 week where you're in a normal situation where it was the previous. Down handled themselves very well with the opening 25. 5 minutes of the game. They had a goal chance, had that one in, it would have stifled them, thrown a wee bit more. Bone never looked in danger. But the Down team is work in progress. Eamon Bones knows that. I honestly believe he knows he wouldn't have beat, but it's a good performance he wanted. The work in progress, put heart back into the Down jersey. That was his job to instill that. Down, no question about it, we'll have to put a marker on Ryan Johnson and don't give him run on the field as he did in the opening match. To Jerome Johnson, right corner forward. Person will definitely have to be earmarked from the word go. Overall, Down inside forward in midfield and half back line performance. Well, we have to match longer than they have.
As you mentioned earlier, probably everybody was looking at Ulster when it started out at the start of the year, Donegal, Tyrone, Monaghan as the three big teams. Has that defeat to Down and in the quarter final and those victories, albeit against Division 4 teams, or the fact that there were Division 4 teams and maybe struggled at times against Wexford and Carlow, created doubts in Monaghan minds?
Fans, there's fans and spectators. Spectators would know they're babbing through the mail. They've followed Monaghan from the word go. The fans usually hop on the bandwagon and they'll say, oh, we're better than we are. There's a cautious air of more wisdom at the moment with this Monaghan team now. The true spectator knows great problems for Monaghan. Their Monaghan team's going. We're more cautious. I think Monaghan spectators and the players themselves treat Down with a lot more respect this time. That's what you'll see from this Monaghan team. There's a lot of the Down teams of the past and seen the progress that they've made now. We're going, but no, I'm confident, not as confident was in the Athletic Grounds. Difference, there's a tendency just to lean forward. I think we've pulled through by a few points just.
Anyway, it's one of two games this evening in Croke Park. The other doing is Armagh flying the Ulster flag against Kildare. How do you see that one?
Well, I was watching. I was at the Kildare. I didn't go to the Ulster final. I went to look. It could be our opposition. What we were hoping. Kildare and Dublin. Dublin missed an awful lot of chances. There's no question. Could have scored another two goals comfortably. They wasted 6 or 7 in the first half. Point chances. Con Callaghan is an exceptional player on the inside. But when you look at the star-studded performance of the players all right, when Dean Rock was sent off, sent in Bernard Brogan, who topped over 5 points in the end. Points just before half-time. There's no question Dublin team is something to look forward to. Kildare matched them, they never lost. There's no question Kieran O'Neill has done a fabulous job with them. I've watched the minors come through, done the 21s and the seniors. They've matched Dublin in a lot of areas. They're very physical. They'll not be defeated by Armagh. Armagh can fight dirty. They can play at the ball anyway, and I honestly believe there could be an upset on the cards. I tipped Galway last week, Donegal. I honestly believe this Armagh team, game could just be right for them. They're going in with a bag of confidence.